T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the names of those lost on 9/11 from the attacks here at the World Trade Center, as well as Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon, echo off the mirrored walls of the new buildings here. And we have just been joined by Rudy Giuliani, who was the mayor of the city of New York when these attacks took place. And Mr. Mayor, thinking back on that terrible day, what goes through your mind now? What are you thinking about?
You know, it's hard to say. Think about different things. It's almost like stream of consciousness. There are so many memories. I was just thinking now about where I was at this time period when the first building is about to come down. And I remember I had left the scene here, left Chief Gansey last time I saw him and Father Judge. And I was 2 blocks away in a Merrill Lynch office that we had commandeered. Bernie Kerik had commandeered it for us as a headquarters. And then I was on the phone with the White House trying to get President Bush, and all of a sudden the phone went out, the building was shaking, and I didn't know what it was. And of course, it was the first tower coming down. It had hit our building, and we were trapped. And I just think about how close to death we all were, myself, the police commissioner, my deputy mayor, 2 other deputy mayors, all people that you knew. And at the time, you didn't think about it. It was only afterwards when Governor Pataki called me and he said to me, "I thought you were dead." I said, no, I'm not dead. I'm alive. And I realized that we were in a really dangerous situation. But at the time, it just was, we had to get out of the building and we had to figure out a way out of it.
But a tremendous weight fell on your shoulders instantly. I mean, you had to say, whoa. I mean, and you said there was a moment when you realized we'd never been in this place before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I came out on the street after that and the second building came down and I realized how bad it was, I remember asking Sonny Mandel, as my communications director, to find out how many people do you think died? And the Port Authority estimated 12,000 people, which, of course, was much higher than it turned out to be. And I thought, how do we explain this to people? How do we get them back to normal? How this never happened before. I thought back to last time the city was attacked was the Battle of 1812. So I thought about Churchill and I thought about the people of Israel. And they gave me a lot of strength. And I wanted Father Judge, as soon as I got to the command post, and the first person I was notified was dead was Father Judge.
I do remember that you looked up at one point at one of the buildings burning, and you saw what you thought was debris, right? At first, I think, if I remember correctly.
You're absolutely right. It's probably the most defining moment and the one that recurs the most, which is as I was walking toward the building and rushing to get to the fire department command post, police telling me to look up because debris was falling. And then I realized I'm watching this man in a window 100 stories up, and I was completely transfixed. I just watched him come all the way down. And I think that's the moment at which I realized this was way beyond anything we had ever dealt with before.
Mr.
Thank
Mayor,
God we had great people to help us through.
Mr. Mayor, we're approaching the moment of silence here, the time when American Airlines Flight 77 struck the Pentagon. So we want to let you observe
thank
that
you
moment
very much.
Of silence as well. But thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Joining us.
Thank you. A great pleasure to be
Appreciate
with
it. Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who led New York City through those terrible times, and we thank you again. And Mr. Mayor is going back over to where the politicians are stationed not too far away from us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.